This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. All you rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money Podcast, episode 142. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out at Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. You're becoming popular.
Wasn't I always popular?
No, I'm just reiterating how the podcast listens are going up. People are going back to school. People are going back to work. People are commuting. And between you and I, exposing it to more audiences, we're at record levels. So I just want to thank everybody for listening. And please continue to share. We'd love to get 10,000 followers on our Facebook page. Yes. That would mean a lot. I mean, That should be my number one goal right now, Amanda.
Yeah. So that is on our Facebook page and not the group.
Not the group. So if we could just get the group people to follow the page, that right there would do it. But I can't get them to do that. But anyway, that helps out our podcast tremendously. And I don't know if I told you this before, Amanda, but Zuckerberg, I don't know if you know him. He's this guy in California. He has this neat little website called Facebook. They're going to allow have podcasts on Facebook. If we can get him to do that soon, I think it's going to happen in the next 6 months. That will help us out tremendously. It will actually help out a lot of podcasts because then you have a one-stop shop where conversation, everything is in there. You don't have to go to a website and all that. I think that will actually be huge for Facebook. I hope he gets that accelerated a little bit. I don't know why you can't do a podcast on Facebook. It's the dumbest thing. Sometimes I'm a little critical about Facebook and I never understood why you can't post a podcast on Facebook. It's bizarre to me. Anyway, we're going to do a short topic of something we talked about before. I just want to reiterate about it and what you should do in your financial plan moving forward. It's a simple topic about Social Security. And then we got a couple questions. Can you read? It's story time with Amanda, everybody.
Story time.
Yeah, story time.
Let's all in a row
with get your blanket out and your hot cocoa and let's listen about Social Security. It's so exciting.
This will really put everyone to sleep. Yeah. All right. Thanks to the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic last year, the Social Security Trust Fund will run out of money by 2034, according to an annual government report published Tuesday.
That was 2 weeks ago, by the way.
Yes, it's a dated article now. This is 1 year sooner than was expected last year. While the pandemic has clearly taken a toll on the financial health of the program, the numbers aren't nearly as bad as many forecasters originally feared. Well, that's good.
That's why I wanted to go over this topic. It sounded bad in the news, but when you actually look in the data, it's actually not as bad.
On the other hand, the pandemic has led to the deaths of some of the most vulnerable Americans, such as people of old age or with underlying health conditions. Oh, that's probably why it's lasting longer. that could reduce the cost of the program. Yep. See.
So Amanda, is that like good news or I like how they say the cost of the program. It's a weird way of putting it, but
yeah, which will now pay for a theoretically healthier group of beneficiaries. The pandemic will likely lead to higher mortality rates through at least 2023. The Social Security Fund is expected to pay out more benefits than it receives in revenue in 2021, according to the report, and the fund has more revenue than costs in at least the past 5 years.
See, now that was what was interesting, is they've actually brought in more money than they were spending for the last 5 years, which helped. And then we got into this. That's where we're now sending out more payments for the first time in 5 years. That's actually was pretty good. I was shocked to hear that. Sad as it is that a lot of people have lost loved ones, I'm not trying to downplay that. But the reality, when we just deal with numbers, the most vulnerable, the older age population that was the most vulnerable to this pandemic, and that reduced the need to pay out in Social Security, which did reduce cost.
You know, unfortunately, so like any budget, They have to account for bringing in revenue that exceeds costs. And this year, costs are going to exceed the revenue. So they're running at a deficit this year. Luckily, there were a couple of years ahead of time that, you know, put some money in the coffers. But if you spend what's in the coffers, eventually it depletes.
What do you and I actually do with our Social Security numbers when we figure for retirement?
Oh, I ignore them.
Yeah, I totally ignore all this. I mean, it's great to hear this.
I open it, I look at it, and then I throw it away and never think about it because it's, I'm not banking on the program being there when I retire.
It's just another reason why I could care less about Social Security. If it happens, it happens. But I don't want people to rely on that because a lot of people do use that. That's like, well, I'm going to retire at 65 and I'm going to just get Social Security. I've heard that so many times because we already know what 56% of Americans have $10,000 or less in their savings. And of that, 33% have nothing. And so they are thinking that's a retirement plan. It's not a retirement plan. It's a safety net. This is not a retirement plan. It's a safety net. You have to save for money and the burden is placed on you. You have to do it. If you lived in the UK, they have retirement plans, stuff like that built into your government system. We don't. This is on you. You have to do this. Hence a 401k, IRA, et cetera, et cetera. There. So the point of all this is take matters into your own hands. You need to save and stop buying stuff. We got to get on the baby steps, get our debt paid off. And I personally like the idea of paying off your house before you retire. That offloads a huge expense in your budget if you don't have to pay rent or a mortgage. And now you're just down to electricity, water, food. That really does.
You know, or car payments or any
all that stuff. Yeah.
Credit card payments. Yeah. All of those.
What would you guess would be the average monthly expenses for a couple if you had no mortgage and no debt? If you just had to pay for, I'm not talking about travel. If you just lived at home,
maybe.
Yeah. $1,000.
Maybe food. 2,000 max. I don't know. If you own your home, you still have to set money aside for like property taxes.
Right.
And insurance, you still got that. Health insurance and all that. So I don't know.
I don't know. A couple thousand. Right there.
Yeah.
I mean, mine is $6,000 a year. I pay a lot in taxes.
So that's what, $500 a month?
Yeah. So right there, there's $500 right there.
Yeah.
Just to do that. So I could care less about Social Security. If they're going to send me a check, like, oh, just kind of like they did this year. Oh, you sent me money. Oh, cool. That's cool. I don't know why, but thank you. Yeah. Okay. Now what am I supposed to do with this money here? Anyway, that's the state of Social Security. Hey, let's take a quick break. I got two questions. One of them has to do with what we just talked about. And Someone asked this question when you're listening to Rock of Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money. Amanda and Craig, check us out on facebook.com/rockonthemoney on our page. Please like, follow, and share that page. And then you can join the group. Come on in there. We'd really love to have you join our little family. We have their rock stars in there. It's amazing, Amanda, that if I post certain questions in there, I mean, there's a lot of people that stay quiet. But a lot of people really are listening to what we're saying, and they are answering in line with what we say.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think our group has been steered because it wasn't always like that. But right. Nowadays, when I ask a question, I'm like, oh, look at our little kids out there. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of those little kids. Hey, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
Question number one, those who know people who retired with little or no money planned for retirement, what was their retirement years like? It kind of goes back to the Social Security thing we just talked about. Do you know of anybody who had little to no money planned for retirement, and what was their life like afterwards? I have stories, yeah. I can say. Do yeah, you know
they,
anybody?
They continue to have to work, you know, whether it's like a Walmart greeter or odd jobs here and there, cleaning houses or things like that. And you know, 70s and 80s, is that what you really want to be doing? Because yeah. Social Security, even though they're getting that, that's not enough to live on.
It's only like 16,000 years, the average, I believe is the number. A little more than 16,000 years, your average in Social Security divided by 12. It's not a lot of money, especially if you have debt. I've mentioned this once before. If you know anybody out there, if you know of a grocery store manager or someone who stocks food at night at a grocery store, this is the strangest thing I've ever heard. It stays in my mind. Elderly people who are in this situation that don't have money, they go to the grocery stores late at night and they buy pet food, and they're not buying the pet food because they have pets, because it's the least expensive food in the grocery store that they can eat. That's the reality. If you don't have the money and you need to eat, that's not where I want to be when I'm older, that every day, yeah. you know, I have to eat cat food and dog food. It's not even funny. It's sad in America that we have people doing that. That's a weird question, but yeah, it's not pretty, and they do work. And is that what you want to do? And then you turn 80, then you can't work anymore. Now you're on.
And you're just stressed about money the whole time. And so what kind of quality of life is that? It's not great.
And then you end up aging over stress, and then you die early. The average age. Well, you know, because I'm streaming video games, people always ask me how old I am, because they're totally shocked, because I'm the oldest gamer. I don't know if I'm proud of this or not. You're probably embarrassed, especially all your friends listening. I'm the oldest partner streamer on Facebook that I'm aware of. And people are like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm retired, blah, blah. But I have a Google Hub right here as I stream, and I ask it questions all the time. One of the things that comes up is I ask it, what is the average lifespan after retirement for an American? Do you know what that answer is?
15 years would be my guess.
Oh, you're very optimistic. For someone on the lower class, mm-hmm. 3 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
People on the upper scale live a little bit longer. It's not 15. Mm-hmm. We're talking about average. So we're talking about 65 years old. You might make it to 68, 70. Might.
That's terrible. I was being, you know.
Yeah, Google it one time. I Googled it on my display and came up like, oh, my God. I'm like, well, I'm beating the odds already.
So, yeah.
But then again, I retire really early. So can we bring this out of the
next depths question.
Of next question. Okay. Need some advice, Amanda. Should I sell my truck that I still owe $20,000 on? It will be paid in the month of February if I keep it.
Well, what would you buy instead?
Because I have a lot of questions to counter on this. Like, do you need a truck, number one?
Do you need a truck?
What baby step are we in? I mean, where are we at?
Well, they're obviously in number two if they're paying. Well,
that's a good point. Boy, I'm not paying attention. You've had coffee. I haven't.
But if you're going to have it paid off in February, that sounds like you're being very aggressive with payments. So good for you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
If you like the truck, you want to keep it, and you're okay with the timeline of having it paid off in February, maybe that's okay if you don't have other debts. If you have other debts that you know you're still clawing your way out of, then you might want to relook at that and sell it and buy something cheaper, you know, even a cheaper truck. But, you know, all things to consider.
The only thing I have about trucks, I know your husband has a truck. This is not but you know, he needs a truck for your camper.
Well, now we need one. Before he would have said he needs one.
Hey, but Matt, I know Matt's listening. One. Matt, I'm trying to help you here, man. I don't want to know what she's talking about.
Oh, he doesn't listen.
Yeah, no. He should be. my only concern about a truck is I'm a big cost of ownership guy.
Yeah.
When you buy these vehicles, I love that because I'm a Consumer Reports guy. I love that Consumer Reports will put in there what the average cost of ownership is per year, because tires, oil changes, fuel, I'm watching everybody complain about fuel on Facebook now.
Yeah, tires are expensive on his truck. Fuel, he goes through twice as much fuel as I do in my hybrid. Right. Let's see. Oh, the other, I didn't even tell you this. Like a couple of weeks ago, his muffler just fell off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they rust off. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know you have to find a specialty muffler shop to do mufflers, not just a regular auto repair?
What? No, I did not know that.
I didn't either until his muffler fell off.
I guess because I just went to Midas. I just assumed it's a muffler shop. I'm going to a muffler place. Yeah. You know, because they do rust. I mean, we're on the East Coast.
Auto repair places don't do them. They send it out. Yeah.
Well, there is welding and stuff involved. Maybe they don't do welding and stuff.
I don't know. But yes. So there's that. Oil is a little bit more expensive. And
I see so many people on Facebook complaining about putting $120 of fuel in their trucks. I'm like,
oh yeah, my husband, when he fills up, it's like $90.
I always want to put on there, it's like, yeah, but you bought the truck. You caused it. No one else caused this, but you wanted a truck.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. I said, I haven't put fuel in mine since when? I've had one tank since August?
It sounds like it, yeah.
And I had to drive just to get it emptied enough to put gas in because the gas was getting old.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, he'll have this thing paid off by February. I'm just concerned about the cost of ownership. But it is your vehicle.
There's that. So. And then we don't know the other circumstances in your life that would, necessitate having a truck. We don't know. And we also don't know what your other debt or financial situation looks like. So you have to weigh all of those factors before you can make an educated decision there.
One last thing before we go, Kevin O'Leary again. I'm not stuck on him. He was on CNBC and he went off the other day. He went completely off defense. I thought I was going to call 911 for the guy. He bought one of those brand new F-150s.
Yeah.
Brand new. I don't know if you saw this. I'm not a big F-150 guy. I know every other man has one except for me. But it's the Ultimate or whatever the bigger one is. Platinum, whatever. When it arrived, I don't know how he discovered this, but you know there's a big chip shortage.
Yeah.
And they're not making a lot of cars. His vehicle was delivered with chips missing, not even installed.
What?
It was a Ford. He went off. And the actual CEO, I can't remember of Ford, I can't remember his name, contacted him directly and they delivered him another one. Or it had all the chips in it. He had it checked. Because he went on CNBC and complained. He goes, I don't even think this thing's insurable. Because if something goes wrong, well, it didn't have the right chips in it. Which can alter the steering and everything on a vehicle if you don't have the brains in there. I'm like, and then he was saying that he was so happy with Ford that he bought shares. I'm like, whoa. You had a Ford shipped to you without chips. And just because the CEO sent you a replacement, you're all happy.
The CEO's not replacing everyone's.
I guarantee you they made sure that one Ford had the chips put in it. And what about all of us little schmucks out here? I'm like, no. So that's something I never thought I would ever have to do in my life. So my point is, guys, if you do buy a brand new vehicle, even though you shouldn't be, I don't know how to do this. I wouldn't know where the chips are in a car right now. This is something apparently that is going on out there, that there's a chip shortage for cars or anything out there. They're actually holding back on chips in these vehicles. As long as it works, they're shipping it.
Yeah.
That's concerning to me.
Yeah, it is.
See, it's that kind of stuff that makes me scared about buying anything. I don't know what I'm getting anymore. But anyway, I don't know if you saw that, but be careful about what you're buying out there, guys. And it's crazy out there. If you don't need to buy a vehicle right now, I would just stay away. There's no lot. The lots are empty near me, Amanda. I thought they were. There was a lot near me. I thought they were out of business. No, they're still in business. They just don't have anything on the lot. There's nothing on this lot. But they're still open. I'm like,
I've seen that too.
So all they're doing is repairing vehicles. Anyway, it's crazy out there. Anyway, thank you very much, Amanda. And I hope, even though we're recording this ahead of time, you're going on an excursion with your van. What is it? A camper. You're going on a camper.
Travel trailer.
2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks. And the next episode will be your report, which will have already happened. If she comes back to episode 143, we know she's okay.
Yes.
And we'll want a full report. All right. Thank you so much, Amanda.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.